So, I've been thinking it's time to make another in the series, The Man Behind the Mask, which are actually my favourite videos because I just get to share my soul into the camera, knowing that there's people who want to connect with me about this. And today, the reason I felt to do it is I've been thinking about this sense of mission that I carry, which is a strange thing, both a great blessing and a strange curse, because it drives me and has all my life. But I wanted to clarify it because I've set up the individualism, I've set up the ICU, I'm doing these things, and they're all very small, and the number of people coming to my retreats has actually gone down dramatically since I've taken this new turn. Could be various reasons. But I suspect the reason is that what I'm doing is, on the face of it, even less immediately attractive. And I just wanted to explore my thoughts around that and share them with you, because what I find is that obviously, I guess like everyone, I'd love to feel that what I do is immensely attractive to people, whatever it is, and that it's a value and people want to engage with it and I love it. I mean, I'm such a lucky human being, and then every morning I get in front of this computer where I'm standing now, and there's a handful of emails coming saying thank you and encouraging me and saying keep going. On the number of times people say keep going, it's untrue. And now I've got people supporting me in the ICU, not a vast number, but beautiful people who are wanting to put so much money each month into helping do this work. And I feel encouraged and responsible for that. But on the face of it, you'd say, well, it's just got smaller, Tim. It's, that's a failure. You should change direction. You should do this. And I wanted just to explore why I don't. It's because what I'm trying to do is not about success or not about my success. If it was, I'd have made different choices. So I think, if it was about that, I would have stuck. When I wrote The Jesus Mysteries, it was an international bestseller. My publishers, everyone who was in business especially, said, well, stick with that. And I'm sure if I'd had stuck with that, I'd probably be a leading authority on it in the world by now, and it'd be huge. Still, the videos I put out on the Gnosticism, for instance, get far more views than anything else. Is what people are interested in. So that makes sense. People love it. I can do it. Why not do that? It's a value. And you know what? It is a value. I mean, to the work that Peter and Gandhi and I did on revisiting the origins of Christianity, I mean, I think it's such important work. But I had to move on. And I had to move on because my nature, my thing in the world, the thing that frames my soul, has been to do the most emergent work that I can possibly do. And whilst the Jesus stuff, looking back at the past, is hugely important, and I really wish it was still, I wish Peter was still doing it. That's the honest truth. So that I could move on. And he would do it so well, but he's following his own path. And I had to move on to the deep awake, and because I needed to, it felt like, look, what really matters here is that we wake up. So how can I take this experience of waking up that I've been exploring all my life? How can I take that and make it accessible? How can I make this experience accessible? And you know what? I think I did that. I think I worked out a way of pointing to it, which was so endorsing of the humanity, the paralogical approach, the both and. You're waking up through the human being, endorsing the human being, and these techniques, the gazing and the listening and the moving and the connecting to oneself and to the other, and the whole immersion experience. If you've had it with me, you'll know. I just, pow, the love and the unbelievably, I didn't think it was possible. And that was a blessing. And make no mistake, folks, that's still the heart of what I do. I'm still wanting to do that with as many people as I can. I haven't stopped wanting to share the big love. It's all about the big love. And then in this last phase, the philosophy has taken center stage, not instead, but as well. Now, and what that's done, I think, to the wider world is they've gone, oh, looks like Tim's this very intellectual philosopher putting forward these new and maybe slightly difficult ideas, and that's that's a heady thing for people like that. Now, I do deal with it in some instances in that way, because I think it's helpful to clarify the ideas and to talk with other people who are working in that way. But really what I'm interested in is framing a new way of seeing reality, which I believe is coming. And as I said at the end of my TED talk, it's coming, and when it comes, it will change everything. because we live in a worldview. A culture is a worldview. It doesn't know that, but that's what it is. It doesn't know it because that's unconscious. It thinks it's just itself. The medieval Christian world thought it was reality. Now we look back and go, oh no, that was the medieval Christian world. The modern world with its scientism thinks that's reality. We will look back and go, yeah, that was that scientism period when people got into that reductionist idea and missed out all these other aspects of life. Great advance from what came before, but then very limiting and we needed to move on. I'm interested in, we need to move on. What I'm wanting to do is change reality, actually. Because by bringing in the more emergent way of seeing things and experiencing things, reality itself becomes more. So it's a more emergent reality as well. And that's what motivates me. That's why, once again, I've gone, no, I need to stop. And look, the Deep Awake is fantastic. I really hope I keep doing that. You know, if people keep wanting to come, I'll do it forever. But that is being done in various ways by other people. This thing that I'm wanting to do, it really isn't. And so I have to do it. And that requires a new, it requires first the development of a new way of thinking, which can, I'm sorry about these bangs in the background. I'm going to turn that off so it doesn't happen anymore. There you go. It's all live stuff, folks. That's just emails coming in. The endless flood I get all day. And I answer them all. I know, which is probably crazy, but I do. That'll encourage people to email me now, won't it? So what I was trying to explore here was, look, this vision has arisen and it's beautiful. And I need to find a way of conveying it simpler and simpler and simpler and showing how relevant it is, how it changes your experience of reality and how you deal with the journey. But I need time to do that. I'm working on it. So some people are getting this, other people, I'm sure. It seems difficult because anything you don't know is difficult. So ideas that seemed difficult a while back, like non-duality, for instance, where most people, when I started talking about that, no one had a clue what it was. Now people are getting that. And then what I'm saying sounds confusing because it's not that. So whatever's familiar feels easy. And whatever's unfamiliar feels challenging. But it's also the new. You know that in every sphere of life, isn't it? The new can be challenging. So my job is to solidify it, share it clearly enough, and that means doing it and doing it and doing it, and then in a way that it can people can see what it is and make sure it holds up and it's good. Because the deep awake, the waking up, is still the heart. But to live this and to change the nature of the world we live in, to bring in a more emergent reality, it takes more. It takes all of us. So yes, look, the foundation. Well, the foundation really is the body, isn't it? That's what we all have as our foundation. And then there's our sense of well-being and our feeling and our heart and all of that feeling stuff, much more primal. I feel good. I feel bad. All that. And then on top of it, there becomes this whole way of seeing reality. Now, if your body's ill, the other two, not so good. If your body's well and you don't feel very good, still not so good. But if your body's well and you feel connected and your emotions are good, then there's this flowering into seeing the nature of reality in this profound way. So this is me trying to work my way around to saying, look, what I'm trying to do, I think, is just this. I would love to be very successful because it would give me massive opportunities and it would be a great endorsement for this thing I'm trying to do. But that may or may not happen. But I'm not chasing it because I've made choices which are bad choices in terms of success over and over again because I've always been trying to follow the more emergent. And that if you look after success, that's probably not a very good idea. But that's what I have wanted to do, needed to do, and I'm still doing that. So this new transition, again, it's not making things explode, it's making things contract, at least for a bit. And that hurts because I want it to expand. It does. But I accept it and I choose it. So this is what I'm trying to do and why I want your help, guys, to help me if you're moved to. That's what the ICU is for. I want to bring this new way of seeing reality. I want to bring in this new reality, which comes by the new way of seeing it. What is already there in this deeper way, which I call univigilism, which makes us individuals, which is, it's both ideas and experience through those ideas. And I want to bring it in enough that it can survive without me. That it can survive because it's in the culture. That's why I gave it a name, because that can survive without me. Univigilism can survive without Tim Freak, because Tim Freak can't be here for that much longer. People don't last that long. I'm 60, so how much more? How much more working time have I got? Not much. Not really. So in that time, I want to bring it in enough that it's, and that only happens by sharing it and other people making it their own, caring, getting it, going, yeah, this is not Tim's, this is mine as well. It's ours. And that's the job, and it's a big job, and we're just starting, really. But it's what I choose, and I will put all my energy and my resources behind that and see what happens. And of course, I'm not the only person doing this sort of thing. And this will play a part, along with what everyone else is doing, to bring in this new way of seeing reality, this new reality. I'm going to say that boldly, because that's the truth. As things emerge, when we see it in a new way, we see, just like, you know, the development of eyes brought in a new reality. The development of science, look at the new reality that brought in. Well, when we see how this all fits together, the spiritual and the scientific, it will bring in a totally new reality. And in social, in terms of society, it will be one marked by profound univigilism, unity and compassion, love and connection with the environment, and all the things that we all know need to happen right now. So, what I wrestle with is that sense of, you know, the endless people who say to me, wow, Tim, you've done all these great books, and you've done, why aren't you more successful? I'm going to call this video, why aren't you more successful, Tim? Because that's what I get asked a lot. And there's lots of reasons. But I think what I do is good enough to be bigger than it is. But I think the choices I've made is to keep moving on to the more emergent, because that is my passion, to bring in the most emergent. And this combination of the deep, you know, it's all linked. At the heart of this new worldview is ancient Gnosticism. And like in ancient Gnosticism, it's combining the deep awake, which is the experiential, the connection, the love, with the vision. And just as Gnosticism was a new vision for now, but a bit out of date now, was a new vision for then, this is a new vision for now. And it's a very powerful one, because it is rational. It brings together the best of ancient spirituality with modern science. And it brings profound meaning and hope. And it that faith in life that arises from the deep awake state, it underpins it with an intellectually robust philosophy. So that's why I'm leading the crazy life I'm leading. And that's why, despite everything, this series started with me wondering whether to stop and doubting myself. It's been the theme of all of them. And where it's led is this movie, which I finally think I'm clear. That's what I'm doing. That's why.